Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Redemption Higher Dimensions Radio Broadcast. I'm Linda Shuler, the evangelist for the hour. And I praise God that we are back on the broadcast. Recently, of course, you all that follow the ministry, we have been bringing forth live videos of the Midday Supplication Hour. And, of course, we're going to continue to do that because that is a means of reaching a lot of people and being visible with the audience and interacting where people can, of course, see my expression. And I think that means a lot to people. And today we want to be on the broadcast to touch on some very serious topics and issues that concern our nation. And we want to be able to discuss these things that concerns the heart of God. And particularly today, because today is Halloween for a lot of pagan worshipers. And I want to talk about that. We have some scriptures that we want to look at and let the Lord lead us into understanding, giving people understanding why is it so important for the believers not to participate in these pagan festivals. So we want to talk about that. But right now, let's go before the throne of grace. And then right after that, we're going to get into the Word of God. Heavenly Father, we say thank you today for giving us life and life anew and for bringing us to this day and giving us, Lord, the ability to enjoy our loved ones and to spend time with them and to bring you glory in the earth by praying and worshiping God and being of service to someone else. Lord, we just want you to be honored and glorified in what we do, Father, in sharing your word and living godly lives before your presence. And Lord, our only desire is to make sure that you're glorified and you are pleased with our worship. You're pleased, God, with what we do in helping the body of Christ have understanding of you and fearing you and loving you for who you are and bringing your glory in the earth, God, that they may understand the redemption that you have brought forth by the sacrifice of Jesus. And so, Father God, we just say thank you. We honor you today, and we bless you. We pray, Lord God, for the victims that have experienced the catastrophe that we have just got news of in Manhattan, Lower Manhattan, New York. And, Lord, we ask that you would just cover the families. Cover the families and give them peace and begin the healing process for them, Lord. Let the healing process begin. We say thank you, God. Hallelujah. And God, I just pray, Lord, right now for somebody, Lord, that's listening, that you will open up their eyes of understanding to know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And God, that they would take these scriptures that we share on a daily basis and let you, God, be the center of their life. Let you be their redeemer. Help them to understand the perilous times that the Bible talks about and how it behooves us so much, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth, to serve you, God, in Jesus' name, that you came to give us life and life more abundantly. And so, Father, we know that you're speaking in many ways to us in this nation. And God, we just want to humble ourselves under your mighty hand. that you will, Lord, get the glory, and that you, Lord, will forgive us of our sins as we repent, not only for ourselves, but on the behalf of our families, our nation, for the ignorance of them not knowing your word or perhaps not having a relationship with you. We want to repent on their behalf as well. And our souls want to lay out in sackcloth and ashes, Lord, that you will hear the cries and the prayers of the righteous, Jesus, concerning these things that are happening in our nation, one after the other, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let mercy triumph over judgment in America, Lord. Let mercy triumph over judgment, Lord. We know that you are a compassionate God, and it's not your will, Lord, that any should perish, but that all, Lord, would come to repentance and receive you as their personal Lord and Savior, so that they too, God, may escape the wrath that is to come. We know that judgment is upon America and many parts of the world. But your word declares that if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, pray, seek your face, and turn from our wicked ways, then will you hear from heaven, and you will forgive our sins, and you will heal our land. So God, that is our prayer today, that you will hear from heaven, that you will forgive our sins, and you will heal our land. You will heal our land. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you for covering the children, Lord, and many other lives, God, that escaped it, this tragedy, Lord, in Manhattan. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we know that you're speaking to us. There's a clarion call, and you're really speaking to us, Lord. The body of Christ, those of us that know you, those of us, Lord, that worship and serve you in spirit and in truth, Lord, we intercede today. Hallelujah, Jesus. We intercede, Jesus, that you would bring your spirit down, Lord. Hallelujah. And make your will and your word known, God, to all that you are at hand. You are at hand. Give space for people to repent, Lord, in Jesus' name. We just pray, Lord, right now. Thy will be done. That your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we'll continue just to magnify you, just to glorify you and praise you, Father, because you're so worthy, Lord. And although these things are happening, Lord, we may not understand everything and why. But we still know, God, that you are yet speaking to us. You are yet speaking to us, Lord. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we just humble ourselves today to just bring forth this prayer, this live prayer right now, and ask that you would get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless all of you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, it's been a little minute since I've been on Blog Talk, maybe a month or so. I've been doing the live videos. And I thank God for the opportunity to share his word. Scripture talks about when my heart is overwhelmed with it, that we can run to the rock that is higher than I. Hallelujah. My heart is overwhelmed today because we are experiencing so many things in America back to back. Hallelujah. And I wanted to come and just pray, and I wanted to come and just talk about some of the things that are at hand and concerns God for this nation. But first, I want to talk about this Halloween pagan day, holiday to the world. I shared something earlier today in reference to why the body of Christ, why we don't celebrate Halloween. And I said to the effect that although Halloween may seem like it's harmless fun, it is indeed associated with the dark side of satanic pagan worship. And any affiliation with death or monsters or grave or witches or vampire or ghosts, it has its roots from the prince of the air, who is Satan. And the saints denounce such activities. We only celebrate anything that has to do with light and life. It seemed like that would be so easy for people to understand. To celebrate life and light doesn't matter whether it seems like it's not harmless. The darkness of the principalities, of the powers, of the wickedness of the air, you can't see those things. But today in America, what we have experienced today in all of the other catastrophes are doings of the prince of the air. Satanic attacks, evil, darkness. Many of these dark celebrations are the reasons for demon possessions and depression, fear and worry, calamities, again, due to the powers of darkness. And many of us, as I said earlier, many of us, we've had our times in past where we were ignorant and didn't have knowledge of the truth of God's word. We have to come into the truth of God's word, his word, for ourselves concerning these things. And God taught us and gave us wisdom and enlightened our eyes of understanding along the way. And many people, of course, they do what they want to do, no matter what you put out there, no matter what you say, no matter what, even to them, no matter what the words say, they're still going to do what they want to do because it pleases their flesh. It pleases them. And anything that pleases somebody's flesh, if they don't have a submitted heart to God, they disregard what the Bible says about these things. And it's only for our own good that the Lord tells us not to worship these things and not to be associated with the darkness, the dark side, and satanic worship. Because again, these things bring about demon possession, depression, fear. You know, people don't understand the power of darkness. That's why the Bible is full of scriptures to help us to understand how to pull down strongholds and demolish the attack of the dark side. Why would we want to be where there's darkness, where there's death, where there's witches, where there's warlocks, where there's ghosts and wizards? I mean, why would we want to even associate with that once we come into the full knowledge and the understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ? That's why the Bible says that many have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. People associate themselves to be a Christian because they want to identify with Christ. They believe in what he did. But when they have not took the time to study to get an understanding, that's why scripture says that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And that's what he told us, in all you're getting, get an understanding. So we won't just be, you know, throwing stuff off or disregarding things because we don't want to listen to it. We don't want to hear it. We won't do that when we have an understanding of what the Bible says, because it's only to make our life better. Everything in the Word of God is to make our life better. So again, this is not a message to pass judgment on anyone. This is a message that to try to help people stay free and live victoriously in Jesus Christ. churches these days have alternative means to offset Halloween. We call it Hallelujah Night, Hallelujah Day, and many churches have even gained even more wisdom where they don't even have their Hallelujah Nights on the same night as Halloween. And the Bible says that God is so long-suffering, and he is so long-suffering. Halloween being celebrated in America has been going on for a long time, very long time. And as we approach the end times, these perilous times, we can see that the Lord is just causing us to open up our eyes. See, God wants to be worshipped. He doesn't want us to worship these pagan holidays where it's darkness that brings about death and anything in the grave. Jesus went down in the grave and took the keys from Satan, taking his authority over death, his authority to rule over our lives with the dark powers of evil and wickedness. You want to know what this situation that happened today and even here in Las Vegas and all over the world where we hear about these catastrophes? You want to know the reason why? The reason why is simply because of what it is this day of Halloween. Darkness. Darkness. Satanic. That's what makes people do what they do. Depression. Depression is a cloud of perfunctory that covers a person's mind out of nowhere. Darkness, gloomy, sadness. And when these things come about in a person's mind, they hurt other people. They want to get the evil out of them. See, Jesus came to liberate us from the powers of darkness. He came to liberate us and to set the captives free. The Bible says, whom the Son set free is free indeed. So we're free from the powers of darkness. Scripture tells us, and we're going to go to some scriptures now, that God has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and translated us into his kingdom of light. So if he has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of light of his dear Son, Jesus Christ, why do we want to constantly involve ourselves in anything that has to do with darkness? I don't want to be depressed. I don't want to have to fight unnecessary evil spirits. We're already in a spiritual battle, warfare. We're already in spiritual warfare. Saints should not put themselves in the midst of any type of warfare that has to do with darkness and witches and warlocks and ghosts, vampires. We don't need that type of warfare. We're already fighting the principalities and powers of wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. The angels already going forth and fighting for us in the heavenlies. Gabriel and Michael, hallelujah. Michael the archangel and Gabriel ministering to our spirit to help us to fight the good fight of faith. Glory to God. We want our children and our lives and our finances and our health to be whole and healed and delivered. We want to live a good, prosperous life. John 10:10, the scripture tells us that Satan comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life, not death, life. And life more abundantly. Some people may feel, well, there's nothing wrong with letting the kids dress up in these evil costumes. Now, these days, of course, I said it again earlier, that the church has offset Halloween by having alternative means. And, of course, I heard the pastor, you know, telling the children whenever they come to church to get the snacks and the candy that the parents do not bring them in these scary, evil costumes. You have Tweety Bird costumes, you know? You have Donald Duck costumes. You have costumes that are delightful, that you can allow your children to participate. Back in the day when my eyes started coming open to the reality of the Word of God concerning Halloween, I started having all of the candy or whatever at my house for my children, and then we started taking our children to church for Hallelujah Night. In fact, I was over the children's ministry, and I came up with that title, Hallelujah Night. And we did not have it on the same night as Halloween. We don't give the devil a foothold. And as I was stating a few minutes ago, some people may don't feel any harm in it. That's the trick of the devil, because you're still associating yourself with that. Now, God, in time past, the Bible says, you know, he winked at sin, but not anymore. Not anymore. It's a time past that he, you know, disregarded our ignorance. Looked over our ignorance. But we're living in such a time now that our eyes of understanding need to be open, and our eyes of understanding need to be enlightened to the truth. We don't need to pacify something that's going to devastate and cause harm in a person's spirit. You can go to certain activities and be involved, and you wonder why you come home, you feel some kind of way. And then to teach the children about all of these ghostly figures and witches. If you really have to teach them what witches do. If you feel that Halloween is an okay occasion holiday, then you need to teach your children then the meaning of what witches does, what they do, and the meaning of what vampires do, and wizards and ghosts. You'll find out that your child won't even want nothing to do with that, because that is darkness and it brings fear. Why would we want to put fear in children? So as the body of Christ, we have to bring down the dominion of Satan's kingdom. Now let's look at a scripture here. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. And thank you so much again for tuning in on the broadcast with me. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. Scripture here lets us know that we don't need to have nothing to do with any type of darkness. And it says, have nothing to do with the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. And that's what many of us have done. Whatever platform that God has given you, then we expose these dark areas. So a lot of people are afraid to put it out there. A lot of people are afraid to say anything that they think their friends are participating in, their families, or, you know, whomever. But you still put it out there. It doesn't mean that we're judging them. By no means. You put it out there in a loving way so people can have understanding, so that their eyes of understanding can be open. Hallelujah. Their lives can be blessed. They can teach their children the right way. That's if they want to. So it's never a target for anyone when we speak the word of God. It's never a target. We may have some rebuttals and be attacked and persecuted for what we say and put out there, but it's never a target to one individual. And you should never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ to speak his word concerning these things. God may not tell you certain things about specific events, you know, at that given day to say, then you just don't say anything. But there are times and years or days that God will have you to speak upon it, and you have to obey God. Another scripture here that God wants us to see that people love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. The Bible speaks about that. Loving darkness rather than light because the deeds are evil. And that's associated with, again, Satan. Associated with Satan because he's the one that wants people to stay in darkness and in the bondage of whatever it is that they're doing that's evil. Hallelujah. We want the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Don't you want joy? Don't you want love? Don't you want peace? Don't you want self-control? Don't you want all of the fruit of the Spirit to reside in you? Hallelujah. Don't you want goodness and favor and mercy and grace? So if we want these things, we have to associate our lives and cover our lives with these things through prayer. I don't know no sane person, unless they are a devil worshiper, that pray evil prayers over their lives. I don't know a person that would do that. So why would we associate with any type of darkness? I don't want to associate with darkness. We want to be able to associate with light. The light of the Lord that's a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path, that shows us the way, that gives us wisdom. Hallelujah. And I've known people that once they came into the knowledge of the truth of God's word concerning these things, they were sad. Sad because they want to participate. And they felt some kind of way about letting go Halloween. But it shouldn't be that hard to let something go that's not helping your life, that's not bringing you goodness, that's not bringing you favor, that's not bringing the blessings of the Lord. The Bible said the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Let's go to Exodus chapter 22, verse 18 in these last few minutes. Exodus 22. 18. We want to look at a couple of these scriptures before we go off the broadcast to bring some understanding about why this pagan holiday should be denounced by believers. Now we see a scripture here in Exodus 22 and 18 that says, "Do not allow sorcerers to live." See, God was really strict under the law about these type of things. Sorcerers. These were people that go into another realm of the divine and bring forth and speak forth evil. That's like going to get your hand read by a palm reader, or going to some false prophet or soothsayer. You know, we denounce all of that. We denounce all of that because we have Jesus, the hope of glory, where we receive all of our answers from. Now let's go to Leviticus chapter 7. Leviticus chapter 7. And we want to look at chapter 7, verse 26 and 27. Hallelujah. We're getting free today. A lot of people are getting free today. God wants people to be free in your spirit. You don't need to fight unnecessary spirits. Get it out of your home. You know, every evil witchcraft device or symbol or anything like that, get it out of your home. Let it not be a burden to get rid of it. You got a witch hanging on your wall or whatever, or a drawing or whatever. You know, stuff is painted and drawn up and created up and woven up by the spirit of the person that have done it. We want the glory of the Lord to be magnified. You know, that's why we have scriptures in our home. That's why we have praises from Psalms in our home. We want God to be glorified. So we look here at this scripture in Leviticus. Chapter 7, and we want to look here at verse 26. And it says, and wherever you live, you must not eat the blood of any bird or animal. Now, the reason why that scripture is pointed out, because you're talking about vampires. Let's go to the next verse. Verse 27. It says, any person who eats blood, even that person shall be cut off from his people. This was Old Testament stuff. And it paved the way for us to understand what's clean and what's not clean, what's holy and what's not holy to God. So when you talk about eating blood, drinking blood, and any of that stuff, you know, that's associated with vampires. See, everything that is good, Satan turns it and perverts it to look like it's good. So you get these stories about vampires and all this stuff and dressing kids like vampires and dressing kids like witches and warlocks and wizards and ghosts. You know, that's conforming to whatever that spirit is that created all these animated figures. Now, Deuteronomy 18, chapter 10. Deuteronomy 18, chapter 10. And it says here, let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in a fire, who practice divination or sorcery, interprets omens, or engage in witchcraft. Because see, if you think about the origin of witchcraft stems from a spirit of control. You know, that little wand in her hand and can just do this and do that and try to cause people to act a certain way or be a certain way or to just disappear. All that is just may seem animated for children, but in reality, it's a spirit of control that's witchcraft, because what you're doing is manipulating people. You're manipulating people. So we don't want to teach our children to admire a witch, because a witch is manipulating people to bring them under her spell. Let's go a little further. It says, there should not be found among you anyone who makes his or her son or daughter pass through the fire, one who uses divination, one who practices witchcraft, or one who interprets omens or sorcery, or one who casts a spell, a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For whoever does these things is detestable to the Lord. And because of these detestable things, the Lord your God will drive them out before you. And that was Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 10 through 12. So this is why we don't believe in Ouija boards and wizards and things like that. Because it's all witchcraft and evil controlling spirits, calling up the dead. You know, Saul was punished for that in the Old Testament, calling Solomon up from the dead to get some directions. We got to have faith. God wants the body of Christ to have faith. We have faith. We trust God. We don't believe in all that stuff. We just hold it out, wait it out, cry it out, pray it out. We don't have to go to no warlock, wizard, or witch or anybody like that to get any type of information about our future. God has already told us about our future in Jeremiah 29 and 11 that his thoughts towards us are only good, and he have a good plan for us, good plans to prosper us, give us hope and a future, an expected end, something glorious to look forward to. So we just have to wait and see and wait till it unfolds. We don't have to go to these evil demonic forces or people who think they have all this power to tell us about our lives. We don't have to do that, because they themselves need to be redeemed and need to be saved. And don't get me wrong, these evil spirits and powers out there, yes, have a limited power for what God has given Satan, to look a peek into the future. But they don't know the path that God has for your life. Now let's look at one more scripture, and we're going to close out here. Leviticus chapter 19. Leviticus chapter 19. And this will be pretty much our last scripture because we didn't have a lot of time on the broadcast today. And so we'll be able to come back and spend more time on the broadcast. But let's look at, we're going to look at verse 31. And this all has to do with the dark world, the dark side of life, or what we're experiencing today with this Halloween spirit. We just cover ourselves. It's not my business to tell people what to do. But it is my obligation to share the word of the Lord, the word of life. Leviticus 19, verse 31 says, "Do not turn to mediums or seek out spiritism, for you will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God." So he's telling us through this command, and the law is good in so much because it is holiness. And it's that purification of God's righteousness to help us separate ourselves from what's, again, clean, unclean, holy, unholy, giving us this understanding to do this. So he says, turn not to mediums. Don't go out to seek mediums to tell you about your life or evil spiritisms. He said, for you will be defiled by them. That's why some people are going through a lot of mental confusion. You know, even before they have gotten saved, many testify that they've gone to these different people to have them read their lives for many years. They've gone to cults and sorcerers. And they have to pray that stuff off. And God anoints them when you become a believer. God will anoint you and get rid of these spirits so that you can have the mind of Christ, so that your spirit can be purged and cleansed and you can be whole and you can live a productive life for Christ. We're already in a battle. Every single one of us, we're already fighting a good fight of faith. We are trying our best so that we can lay hold to eternal life in Jesus Christ. We're praying for our families. Look, we got to pray for this nation, our friends, our neighbors, our enemies. We don't want nothing to happen to anybody. So we don't want to enter into a dark side of the world. See, the world, as the Bible says, is fading away, is passing away in the lust thereof. The world is going to come out with every pleasurable imagination they can think of to make life more fancy, more luxurious, to draw the flesh, the appetite of our flesh. But that's why Jesus said that he has already overcome the world, and we can too, even our faith. This is the victory, even our faith. He's given us the power to overcome the world. There's just certain things, you know, again, we experience them already in our lives. We're certainly not going to bring more dominion of darkness over our lives. Hallelujah. We should not want to bring any more darkness and problems and trouble in our lives by affiliating or associating ourselves with the kingdom of darkness, being partakers of unfruitfulness, the works of darkness. Hallelujah. So we live in the light of Jesus Christ, and we worship him in spirit and in truth, and we enjoy our relationship with Christ. Every single day we get up, we just enjoy our relationship with Christ. We say our prayers. He gives us our daily bread, and we feast on the word of God. We go about our day to have a positive influence on the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ, just by our smile. Why? Because we're not weighted down by the power of darkness and letting evil be surrounding us or participating in things that bring our spirit down, that weighs us down. That's why people are weighed down, heavy laden and weighed down. And Jesus says, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for he is meek, he's lowly, and you will find rest for your souls. Hallelujah. Yes. That's why we have to anoint and ask God to give us wisdom of anything that's around us in our environment or the people that we are involved with, anything that is causing us to be weighed down, anything that's taking away your peace, you pray, you ask God to show you and to work his way in time and deliver you, give you the way out. The Bible says that he will make a way of escape. So again, before we go off the broadcast, Father, we lift up the families of the Manhattan attack. Don't know whether it's a terrorist attack, God, but we just, Lord, we just lift up the family, that you would just touch their heart and comfort them, Lord. And you would just continue to protect all of us and cover us in your blood and let the angel excel in strength. And you be our guide, our real reward. Thank you, Jesus, that we are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, and we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, and God bless you. I pray you enjoy the rest of your evening. And until next time, I'm Linda Shula, the evangelist for the hour. Have a wonderful day.